Welcome to another edition of Self Scout right here on Panthers.com. Greg Brandon along with Mike Kraft. And Mike, today you want to talk about selling. That whole idea that when you walk to the line of scrimmage, you want the defense to think you're going to do one thing and you end up doing something else.
And more specifically, GB, we're talking about play action. Now, the interesting thing about play action for an offense is it takes 11 guys to sell play action. But the good news is you only have to fool one guy to have a successful play, as we see right here.
All right, yeah, let's see who we're going to fool. Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Panthers. Play action, Cam Newton to D'Angelo Williams. Beautiful pass by Cam. Greg Olsen's behind the safety. Great catch. Runs into the end zone for a touchdown. A lot going on here, though.
A lot going on. But as we look at the coach's film, we're going to put a dot on one guy, as we call it. And that guy is the Kansas City Chiefs safety, number 27 right there. Now, what the Panthers are going to do, a great job of selling run. They're actually going to pull the guard and give look of running power. Cam Newton's going to mesh with D'Angelo Williams right there. Now, on the outside, Greg Olsen is going to take an outside release, turn up the field. Now, when we talk about the Kansas City Chiefs player right here, one thing he has to do as a safety is play run and pass, which means he's going to have his eyes in the backfield watching all that action. And as you'll see, it's just enough time there as he rolls down into the box. Now, you'll see the play action. His feet stop. Olsen gets behind him. Beautiful catch and run. Now, GB, we're going to take it up a notch here because our technology is so great. And so is Tom Butler's low-angle version of this play. Stop it right here. Now, as we look at Elam, the safety here, he's looking in the backfield, and what does he see? A very cloudy picture of what's going on. You got offensive linemen with low hats, as we call it. D'Angelo's coming around for the run, and the best part about it, Cam Newton doing a good job of hiding that ball, and Elam has no idea where the ball is. Now, here's the thing about it. That's just enough to force him to hesitate as we roll forward. You see him there? He's beat. Now, look at this. How about the placement of that ball coming right into your living room? And look out, GB. Here he comes. And it's almost like you were actually there, weren't you?
I was. As a matter of fact, that's the view I had. But, Mike, you talk about the beautiful throw. Everything happened beforehand. Everything was done perfectly, but Cam makes a beautiful throw over the top of the safety, and then Olsen actually does a little double catch because it laid right over his shoulder. So that's really, I guess, the way you draw it up.
And that's exactly what it takes, teamwork, everybody being a good actor to come up with a really big play.
Well, we're going to put Self-Scout on the shelf for a few weeks, Mike, and why?
Because we're going out in the field for pro days, and you and I will be together for most of those.
Well, and for the uninitiated, pro days, really kind of a mini combine. You were at the combine last week in Indianapolis, but the pro days, a time for, I guess, the individual schools to kind of show their players off?
Yeah, and a lot of guys will feel more comfortable running their 40s, also doing some field drills and working out, especially quarterbacks, working out with receivers that they know when they throw. And I tell you, it's gotten so much attention. These are big. I won't be surprised if a lot of them are on live television.
Yeah, probably. And we will start next week in Clemson. We'll be to Wake, North Carolina, South Carolina, all over the place. We'll see it all right here on Panthers.com.